correct? We don't normally do that.
Correct.
Okay.
So we'll have to pen those for the next meeting when we have one.
Okay. Okay, so then the second item today is membership. I'm not sure we want to have too much of a discussion on that due to the low turnout of the members. But if anybody has any comment or suggestion about that, now would be the time to share. Anybody have any new folks they'd like to bring forward or discussion about membership?
I don't have any. This is Christopher Gonzalez. I don't have any.
Okay, we're going to move along quickly today with a small group. So our next item, number four, is an update from the Executive Committee work session. We held that on Saturday, and we worked on a letter requesting some information from the state. Christopher, can you give a little bit more of an update on that?
Well, I can try. I do apologize. I left the letter on my work computer at home, so I don't have it here at the office with me today. But we did pare down a letter to the authorities regarding, and it was only, 2 days ago? This was in regards to us requesting the pandemic response plans to look at continued continuity of care and or needs that the members or providers might need during this time, and to look to see how this committee can advocate. So we pared it down to one page. It's very direct and to the point. So that's what the letter entails, is our request to have those response plans so that we can help work with the providers and see what supports might be needed. Did I miss anything? It was pretty simple and short.
I don't think so. Sue, did you have anything you wanted to add as you were present for that?
No, and this was just based on what was previously discussed by the committee. So I just wanted to make sure that in case anyone had missed any previous meetings, if in case they were wondering, why we did it.
So I think, go ahead, Christopher.
I was just going to say, this letter was discussed in the previous meeting and had prior approval. So we have finished the letter, and we will be sending that out this week, just as a further update.
Right. So, we did come to the conclusion that our intent was to express our concern for the vulnerable populations that we have some oversight for, and that we were wanting to get some updates on pandemic responses, right, from the various providers, so that we could kind of shift how we're providing oversight, since we can't do site visits, right? We want to shift that. And that's going to come up a little bit more in the next item, agenda item, correct, Christopher?
Yes.
I'm sorry, someone just joined the line?
Yeah, Alpha.
Oh, hi, Alpha. Welcome. We are moving kind of quickly through the agenda today. Does that mean we have a quorum, Christopher, if we have four?
I believe that does mean that we do have a quorum.
Okay. I don't think we have any voting items anyway, but it's good to know that we do have four members on the line.
Carol, are you seeing something different?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was just asking Carol if she saw something different.
Oh, CJ? Your quorum would be six if your membership.
Okay. Oh, hi, Christopher. I'm so sorry. I'm so that used to be called Carol, and I know that Google puts it up there. You have 10 members listed on your membership roster, so your quorum would be half plus one, so six. So if you have six, then you have a privileged quorum.
Okay, so we do not have quorum. I apologize. I was thinking still seven.
Okay. No worries. I think we agreed we don't have any voting items anyway, so we're fine. So that takes us to item number 5 on the agenda, which is review the service provider lists and just kind of discuss our next steps for outreach and records review. This is something that we discussed in our executive session on Saturday and kind of made a new plan, as I was saying a minute ago, which Christopher's going to talk about, but a new plan for outreach, given that we can't do site visits right now because of the pandemic. So we kind of formulated a new strategy, correct?
Absolutely. So this is Christopher, the chair for the site visit subcommittee. So yes, we did receive the provider list, and I think we just need to group them into GSAs and kind of leave them, kind of map them out. And I do apologize, there's been a lot going on. If a new list has been provided, I think one of the other list categories that we would want is the provider type, because I know that our site visits differ from federal secured substance use to other provider types, and we want to be well prepared to know how we're going to organize those site visits or connections going forward. So I'm not sure if we've received that updated list yet. However, moving towards the site visits, you know, I'm recommending that we move forward with business traditional, because the way that I'm seeing this is that we currently in our provider network, we have audits, data validation audits that are not always on site. And every contractor with access or that's providing patient care traditionally is charged with having an electronic health record system to hold their medical files. And so one, regarding medical files, we can still do medical file reviews currently right now in the system and prior to pandemic as well. In our EHR systems, we are able to isolate those specific records and give a temporary password that has an expiration date, where an auditor can come in and use that password into the system and only see those isolated and identified records. They're able to do their audits, produce their outcomes, and meet with their providers. So I'm presuming that we would be able to do it the same way. As far as site visits, they may not be as conducive as they are with being on ground and face-to-face. However, I think that we can still do most of the site visit via telehealth or video Zoom, any of those video platforms where we're able to do the Q&A and our checklist with that provider, as well as any member or patient interviews via the Zoom for any that are ready, willing, and able to participate. And we should still be able to produce our reports and findings and roll that up into our annual reports of the site visits as well. So I'm thinking it's just a little bit of a shift, but if we organize it correctly and we put things in gear, we should still be able to conduct those duties.
That's great. Thank you, Christopher. Does anyone have questions or other comments about that?
This is Christopher, and this I open up to the rest of the committee. I'm presuming that as we make this shift to do these electronically, do you need for me to come up with a written protocol or policy that would guide our electronic work in this area versus, you know, anything that's in our site visit checklist and guide list and our committee policy and procedure manual? Is there anything you need me to document so that we can attach that to them?
I don't know the answer to that other than...
for the only reason why I ask is anybody, looking inside, I want to be able to make sure that our subcommittee has answers and that we're standardly following.
Right.
Do we need ADOA approval on that, or, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's probably, I'm sorry, go ahead, CJ.
I just wanted to jump in there. So you may need to wait until you have a quorum to actually formulate something like that. But how that works is you would draft a revision or an addendum to your current bylaws. And then the ADOA director would review those, and they can only reject them if they conflict with any statutory or ADOA policy. So it's pretty simple process. You would just draft that, have the committee vote on it, and then it does go to the director of ADOA.
Okay, awesome. So we'll have to put that. Thank you, CJ. So we'll have to put that on the agenda for approval at the next meeting.
Okay.
But I do believe that I can still be working on these things in the background and have them ready and sitting on go.
Yeah, that sounds good.
For next month then, CJ? This is Sue, for anyone on the phone.
Yeah, for any anything like that, you would just want to make sure that whoever's going to be chairing the meeting adds it to the agenda whenever you're going to roll it out to your whole committee.
Okay.
So I might suggest that we consider meeting in September then, as we've been meeting every other month, but that would push us out till almost the end of October before we had a chance to vote on that, which means we wouldn't get a whole lot done in terms of actual contact with sites, before the end of the year, even with holidays and all that. So what do you all think about that?
What if we met? So as long as we meet so many times a year, what if we met again this month, but then didn't have one of our other meetings? Is that a possibility?
Well, there's only 2 weeks left of this month. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I'm suggesting a September meeting. Is that something we can't even change without a quorum?
You can post a meeting as long as you get the agenda to ADOA 24 hours in advance. You just, touch base with Dot and get one on the calendar. But the public meeting law, as long as you get it on the ADOA website within 24 hours in advance notice, you're fine.
Okay.
So Christopher, what is your thought about that?
I agree. We should at least meet sometime in the first 2 weeks of September, because time, and it's going to come up really fast on us.
Okay.
2 months out, if we're not able to meet until October, that's a little too far out.
I agree. Yeah. So the first Monday in September is Labor Day. That's out. Then there's the 14th, and then the 21st would be a regular, our third Thursday or third Monday. Do you want to look at the 14th or the 21st?
I would say the 14th.
Yeah, I prefer the 14th as well.
Okay. Anybody else have thoughts on that? Alpha, does the 14th work for you?
Yes, it does. 14th is good.
Okay. So if we schedule a meeting on a regular committee meeting on the 14th, so that at that point, Christopher, you'll have some kind of a draft of that we could vote on, so that we can hopefully then move forward with the plans to kind of modify our site visits based on using online telehealth sort of platforms.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And I think going forward, it's just going to help the team in many, many ways, not only us, but the providers as well, as their needed supports, because, we're going to be able to outreach to communities that we might not be able to get there or to get to because of time, travel, and scheduling. And if they're on weekends, most providers aren't going to be. So I think it just really looks at the efficiency and really making this a conducive process. So,
I agree. We talked about that in our meeting on Saturday, that it's, one of the barriers for us over the past couple of years has been the distance and the travel and the time commitment it takes to plan site visits when you have to travel a considerable distance to get to where you're even going. And then we're often in rural communities and, you know, kind of driving around trying to drop in on places that then don't often answer the door. So I'm assuming that there's no barriers through ADOA to us using a telehealth or phone to connect with these folks, as opposed to in-person site visits. We haven't really explored that. Do you know of anything, CJ, that would prohibit us from speaking with facilities or using telehealth as opposed to doing in-person visits?
There is nothing that prevents it in our statutes or in our rules. So again, you know, I would suggest that you explore that option and get into your bylaw. And that's an excellent way that you could maintain that, even the person-to-person member satisfaction interviews. So I think it's a great idea, but I don't know of any legal reason you could not do it.
Okay.
Right. Awesome. Where CJ was saying that, you know, pending anything that we're not seeing now, the director will make sure that he communicates that with us.
Yeah. I think we just kind of felt in our discussion on Saturday that this would be a really good opportunity to turn this difficult situation into something that might be sustainable longer term, where it would overcome some of the barriers that we've experienced in this very, very vast Northern Arizona region, where we haven't had a lot of success in making contact and in getting people to commit to spending an entire day out trying to locate, you know, a couple of facilities. So I think this will make our work better.
And really, that's everything that I have for the site visit committee today.
Great. Does anyone else have comments or questions about this subject? Okay, so then we agree that we'll be meeting next month to review kind of Christopher's plan for that and to make sure that we get it submitted to the ADOA so that we can move forward with that as a goal. The next item on the agenda, reports from any members of the IOC who would like to report on statewide meetings that they attend. Does anyone have anything they would like to present?
This is Christopher. I don't have anything to present today.
Okay.
This is Alpha. I do not.
Thank you, Alpha. Okay. I don't either. To be honest with you, I've been so busy with my normal job, I have not attended many of the things that I normally am involved with, so I don't have any big updates from any of the other committees. The last item on our agenda is public comments. Does anyone who's joining us from the public have anything they'd like to comment on or add to our discussion? Okay. If there's no further business, then I guess we'll call this a short meeting and adjourn for the day. Anything else before we do that?
Alpha, did I miss the update about the letter from Jack Fox?
You might have. We spoke about that earlier in our agenda item. I think it was the, let me see, look at the agenda. That was it. Item number four, we worked on that letter, Alpha, during our committee meeting, our executive committee meeting on Saturday. The letter is prepared and ready to send. Dorothy, in fact, I believe is sending it this week if she's not already done so. We kind of streamlined it because it's been kind of sitting since the beginning of the pandemic. So we expressed our concerns about quality of care for the vulnerable populations we are responsible to, and then we also asked for pandemic response plans from the various providers to add to our ability to follow up on those as part of the site visits and the ongoing oversight. Dorothy does have a copy of the finished version of that letter. If you're interested in seeing that, we can make sure we get a copy of that to you. Christopher, is it wise to send that out to the whole committee?
Let me back up just a little. So Dorothy will have it this evening.
I'm sorry, say that again. You broke up a little bit.
Dorothy will have the final product this evening.
This evening.
Correct. And okay. I don't think that there's a problem in sending that out to the committee members.
I think we probably should, so everybody can see what was sent out.
So when I send them out, when I get to my home office after I leave here, we'll CC the rest of the community member committee members.
That would be great.
Okay.
That would be great. Does that address your question, Alpha?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Anybody else have questions or comments before we adjourn for the day? Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Oh, Sue, I'm sorry, you had something?
I had to unmute. I was having a difficult time. Sorry.
Oh, I wasn't sure how long to pause for the unmute factor.
Anne, did you or Christopher, were you able to read that article I said?
I have not had a chance yet. I'm sorry. I've been up to my eyebrows.
What about you, Christopher?
You're on mute still, Chris.
How far back was that? Wasn't that 2 or 3 weeks ago?
No, I sent it on Saturday.
Oh, I must have missed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. When you get a chance, let me know. I know my video had cut out right as I was telling you guys about it. And then let me know if you think it would be something we'd be interested in bringing to the committee or just an interesting read. Because he said he was more than willing to speak to us about helping with resources. Or
yeah, that's something I'd like Dot to take a look at and have thoughts on too. I will try to get to that
as well.
Sorry, work's just been a little crazy, but that's something we should talk to Dot about, and then if she'd like to put it on the agenda for next time, we can certainly do that.
Absolutely, and he understands because he's traveled all over the country, and he's been here in Arizona with his previous position, so he understands if it takes a couple of months, and he also said, or if you just want to read it.
Okay.
In case it got buried in emails, would you mind sending it again?
Oh, sure. Not a problem.
Okay. And do we want to send that out to the rest of the committee members?
Yeah. And this one was a little bit more oriented to whole healthcare, but he can gear it more towards what we do. But this one was just more to educate people about the impacts of on behavioral healthcare to people who are impacted by COVID, but it was, so I can send it to the whole committee.
Sure. Give us a chance to take a look and read it, and then we'll talk about it further.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Last call for any comments or questions.
And this is CJ. If you're okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording. I do want to remind the committee that there was no quorum established, so when you review your IOC website, the recording will not be published there. A statement, no quorum established, will be available to the public, and that is all. But you should receive the recording, and Dot will receive that as well, so that she can review and at least get caught up on those ideas. I believe she sends that out to any other members that miss. But just wanted to let you guys know it won't be on the website because we didn't have a quorum.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate you filling in and being here today.
Absolutely. No problem. You guys all have a great day.
Thank you. All right, then. We stopped the recording and we've officially adjourned the meeting.